From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Animal Agriculture Alliance's 2020 Stakeholders Summit is going virtual in response to public health concerns over large events. The virtual summit is still being held May 7th and 8th with the same speaker lineup covering sustainability, animal welfare, influencer engagement, preparing for animal rights activist campaign, and other topics. The summit brings together leaders in the ag and food industry to discuss hot-button issues and out-of-the-box ideas to connect everyone along the food chain. Engage influencers, and protect animal agriculture. Led by the Fertilizer Institute, over 40 national food and ag organizations sent a joint letter to all 50 governors asking they incorporate Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency guidance into their state response plan and any critical shelter-in-place or shutdown orders, allowing companies to continue providing necessary inputs for the food and ag supply chain. The letter highlights the critical nature of these workers, facilities, and services, and the importance of maintaining their ability to continue operations. California Senator Dianne Feinstein has added her voice to the industry leaders asking for a timely processing of H-2A workers needed to harvest U.S. crops. Feinstein is calling on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to protect the nation's food supply chain by ensuring ag workers are able to receive H-2A visas during the COVID-19 pandemic. She tells thepacker.com an earlier pledge by the Trump administration doesn't go far enough. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.